morning, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, August 4th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The bad got worse on Tuesday in Indy, where All-Pro guard Quentin Nelson, who is properly considered one of the better offensive linemen in the league, suddenly has the same foot injury as his quarterback Carson Wentz. Here was head coach Frank Reich, and I quote, "Where Carson's was an old high school football injury that popped up, Hughes was not an old injury. Hughes was a developmental anomaly, something he was kind of born with. Something always there, you never know, and all of a sudden, there it is. They got there different ways, but essentially the same thing. Can't make that up, right? No, you can't, and you can't make up that 5 to 12 week timetable either, which the Colts dished out now for the second day in a row, so I guess we'll see Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson somewhere in that magical 7 week window. It's like a cable guy type of thing. I'll see you between 5 and 12 p.m. Just be at your house the whole time. Tuesday was an especially significant day in the NFL as many teams put the pads on, including the New York Giants, who got into a major full-team brawl with quarterback Daniel Jones under the pile. SNY's Ralph Acciano, who was at practice, was all over it with a series of tweets. Joe Judge is now absolutely livid. He's got the players up to run. Hard to see exactly what happened. Running back Corey Clement took a big hit at the end of a run. Tight end Evan Ingram retaliated, and then he got popped by Logan Ryan. Then everybody, and I mean everybody, jumped in. After doing 100-yard runs and not hard enough for Joe Judge's liking, players are now lined up on the goal line doing push-ups. There is dead silence except for Joe Judge's whistle and his expletives. So many expletives. Giants players are running goal line again and again, and now back to push-ups. Now Joe Judge gathered his players around him and sent his coaches away. He wants them all to himself. Now practice is mercifully over. I've never seen Joe Judge that angry. Actually, I'm not sure I've ever seen anyone that angry. That's the end of Vasciano's tweets, and as it turned out, Daniel Jones reportedly fully opted to get involved in this thing.
Have you ever seen him that angry before?
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, he can get excited, and I think, you know, guys respond to it, and
I think
certainly got the message today.
I think Daniel, some people say, you know, starting quarterback, you know, kind of stay out of that. What made you want to run in and participate?
I'm part of the team, and, you know, part of the team, part of the offense, and we're the team, so I don't see myself like
that. Part of the team, part of the offense? Daniel, if you get hurt, the season's over. Someone talk to him? What's happening in New York? By the way, also worth noting, wide receiver Kenny Galladay limped off with an injury, so a rather interesting first day of pads for the Giants. There was an odd situation at Carolina Panthers training camp on Tuesday when undrafted rookie safety JT Ibe hit wide receiver Keith Kirkwood on a helmet-to-helmet hit. Kirkwood was reportedly jumping up to catch a high pass when Ibe drilled him with his helmet. He left in an ambulance, but he's all right, eventually returning to Wofford after being diagnosed with a concussion. The Panthers and head coach Matt Rhule deemed the hit so bad that the team waived Ibe after practice. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson joined NFL Network's training camp live. And the guy who was disgruntled this offseason and suddenly very excited about the Seahawks offense.
Well, it's all West Coast. We got a lot of similar thoughts and ideas and everything that we've done. You know, obviously, we've been able to do a lot of great things over the past several years. And I think that, you know, we want to be able to keep a lot of that good stuff that we've done, but also, you know, bring a little bit of a change of pace and change of look here and there. And, I think Gerald Everett, he's a really talented player, too. To add him to our football team has been great. He's been looking phenomenal out here, so he can really get open. So, it's been fun for us. I think we want to have the versatility to be able to do it all. And it's going to come through the running game. It's going to come through the passing game. It's going to come through explosive plays and all of the different things that we can do. We got a lot of versatility. And it starts up front. It starts with that key part of it. And it starts with guys making plays. At the end of the day, to go where we want to go, it's going to come down to 1-2 plays here and there. And it starts right now.
Thanks, Russ. Go Hawks. And as things are looking up in Seattle, who knows what's going on in Houston, where quarterback Deshaun Watson was nowhere to be found on Tuesday. Here's head coach David Culley.
Well, as I said before, we're day to day with it. You know, the only thing that's changed from the standpoint of that is we make decisions every day based on what's best for our football team, and that's I'm going to leave it at that.
You can't tell us why he decided to practice today?
Again, I'm going to leave it at that.
The ultimate good guy who's been waiting a long time to be a head coach in this league and just an awful situation at quarterback remains to be seen what Houston does about Deshaun Watson. All right, let's finish the kickoff with our usual speed round. The Minnesota Vikings have released former 2020 first-round cornerback Jeff Gladney following a domestic violence indictment. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott did not throw Tuesday, and he won't play in Thursday's Hall of Fame game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, according to Dallas head coach Mike McCarthy. Remember, Prescott has been dealing with a shoulder strain. McCarthy continued to say that the Cowboys are simply trying to be a little bit more conservative with his rehab with the hopes that this thing doesn't turn into something bigger. Also in Cowboys camp, defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence was taken off the PUP list. The 49ers quarterback, Trey Lance, got his first rep with the ones at camp, but no, stop it. This is still Jimmy G's team, and that's according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. Lance's one single snap with the first team was so that the offensive line could get used to a designed run play, per Shanahan. Whatever you say, Kyle, whatever you say. Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur somewhat dropped a hint in the Drew Locke versus Teddy Bridgewater battle by telling media members that this is the best version of Locke he has ever seen. Still, the Broncos were unwilling to say if either quarterback has a clear-cut edge yet. And in the most obvious news of the day, Steelers owner Art Rooney II said it's not written in stone that this is Big Ben's last year yet. Do we have to go through this every single year? Can Big Ben just let us know when he's ready to retire? I know I'm ready to retire because that's the latest in the news of the NFL for Wednesday, August 4th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for more of that training camp content from the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.